discussion.
Started at the Torahway, Northwest London, Monday, 2nd of Elul, 29th of August. Rabbi Yeshua Hartman Shlita. Yom Kippur starts at Elul. This week's Torah is sponsored by Torahway regulars and friends of Graham Summers, in memory of his late father, Bernard Summers, Beryl Boruch, Ben Moshe Yosef Zichron Lebracha, was nifted on the 19th of Av. We all miss you, Graham, and wish you a Chaim Aruchim in good health.
We're starting, it's Beis Elul. We're very much at the beginning of Elul. And to really feel Elul outside the Olam, outside yeshivas, is difficult. Let's be honest. When you're outside in the world, Elul, first of all, many times of the year it overlaps with August, as mentioned before. And it's kind of hard to feel the opportunity and what Elul represents. But the Be'ez Hashem, we'll start. It says in the Pasuk, Umar Hashem es levavcha ves levav zarecha. Right? That's a Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. Umar Hashem es levavcha ves levav zarecha. So it says the Baal HaTurim on the spot, Es levavcha ve es levav, Rashi Tevis Elul. Es levavcha ve es levav. Because Baruch Hu will circumcise our hearts. Lakach na'agu la'ashkim u'lipres sliches v'rosh chodesh elul minik svarad. And then he brings another pasuk. V'chem lulei he'emanti l'oiz betub Hashem. Lulei oisiyos elul. So there's many simanim which are said for elul. But interesting that what the Baal HaTurim here says, one is according to the order, right? Umal Hashem es levavcha v'es levam. That's keseder. And then lulei is the opposite. It's the opposite center, right? Lulei starts with the lamed, and that's also a sign for Elul. Now, what does it mean that you have a simon that's according to the seder, and then you have a simon which is the opposite of the seder? Is there any message here? That I would call question number one. Okay. Another nekuda is the Rabbeinu Yonah. I remember the last maimon that I heard from Rabbi Yitzchak Kutner Zatzal. The last one. And I remember he started with the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva. And he said it, he quoted it verbatim. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says over there, he's barer b'teira ki yazor el Hashem l'shavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help people to do tshuva. Kasher en yad tiva masegas. Even when they cannot, al pi derech hateva, they can't do it. V'yichadesh b'kibam goach tohara. And what's the pasuk that says that? Umal Hashem es levavcha ves levav zarecha. So Rabbeinu Yonah quotes this pasuk by saying, circumcising a heart, you cannot do it yourself. That's something that you need a Kodesh Baruch to do for you. And this is an indicator that tshuva will happen even when you cannot do it al pi derech hateva by yourself. But a Kodesh Baruch will help you out. So the same pasuk which is referring to Elul is the pasuk that Rabbeinu Yonah says, which shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps even kasher en yad tiva masegas, even though al pi derech hateva won't work. What's so much lo kederech hateva here about Elul, if I'm connecting Elul to what Rabbeinu Yonah says? I remember Rav Hutner Zatzal went on to ask that there's a yisoid that the mitzvahs of the Torah were not, the Ramban says, there's no mitzvah in the Torah which its performance is pending on a nes. to put on tefillin. Is that an S? To keep Shabbos, is that an S? And to do tshuva, says Rabbeinu Yonah that Orla Salev, is you can't do it yourself. So here it says, Umal Hashem is Nevocha. But there's another pasuk that says, Umaltim is Psar Olashem. You should do it yourself. How could the Torah give you a mitzvah that you can't do it by yourself, only through an S? That's how Rav Uttman started that mimer.
An S.
Shelo Kedecha Teva. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Okay, I'll be invited in this another time when he answered on that one. You know, when Rav Uttman said a mimer was a symphony, it was like mimer of Sinai. Koilo is rocking. How could it be a mitzvah then to do tshuva? But anyway, we're not going to speak about that, but we're just speaking about Elul. Fine. Now, boys, so what is this story of Elul? Let's just go back to the history lane. How did Elul start? So it's a Rashi in Chumash, in Parshas Ekev. Let's read it. Moshe Rabbeinu was three times in Har Sinai for 40 days. The first time he went up in Vav Sivan, and he came down in Yuzayin Tammuz, and Am Yisrael did Cheta Egel, and he smashed the Luchas. That did not end. It ended in a tragic way. The next morning, Chai Tammuz, he went up again, and that's the Mem Imtzoyim, and he came down, and it's still limbo, the situation. And then he went back on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and came down on Yom Kippur with the Luchas, Hashnias. That's where Elul started. The third 40 days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So says Rashi. Ba'ois Aliyah, the middle Aliyah, that was 40 days, and they were over in Kaftes Av. Bo ba'yom nitratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. On that day, at the conclusion of that second 40, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, P'solach HaShnei Luchos, get ready, bring another two tablets with you. Asa od mem yom, nimtzu kalim biyom kippurim. Bo bayom nitratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael besimcha, and v'omar v'sach kedvarecha. So it says in the Lashon of Rashi, bo bayom nitratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Kaftes Av, and then on Yom Kippur, bo bayom nitratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael besimcha. So what's the difference between those two bo bayoms? The first one it says, on Erev HaShodesh Elul, Lashon Rashi, bo bayom nitratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Then the second time says, "Bo b'yom nitratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael v'simcha." Okay, but if there's already an Erev Chodesh Elul nitratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what happened on Yom Kippur? Nochamon nitratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Maybe it's different levels of Ritzui. Maybe, but maybe there's something else here. Okay, and the Chaya Odom in Klal Kuf Lamuches says that because of those 40 days, right? Since those last 40 days or days of Ratzon, how would you say Ratzon in English? Days of Ratzon.
Favorable.
Okay. Every year Elul are favorable days because it's going over what happened on that first Elul. So question number two question number three is what really changed if there was already Ritzui on Erev Chodesh Elul and there's a Ritzui on Yom Kippur, so what happened over the next 40 days, on those 40 days? So Rabbi Yisai, let's go into something I think very, very gishmak. You want something gishmak?
Yes.
But you're going to stay awake? Without phones? What are you telling you guys? Awake without phones? Fine. What's better, to be awake with the phone or to fall asleep without a phone? Huh? What are you telling them? A good chakir, right? Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Says the Gemara in Maseches Menachos, Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. Torah nitna b'arboim. Torah was given in 40 days. Says the Maharsha, it's referring from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, that last 40 days, because that's the Torah that we have today. Torah nitna b'arboim, the day that those days that Moshe Rabbeinu was the third time in Har Sinai. The neshama nitza b'arboim, and our neshama was created in 40 days. If you watch the Torah, Nishmasa Mishtameris. So his neshama will be preserved by Kodesh Baruch Hu. The kol she'eino mishtameris haTorah, and whoever doesn't keep Torah, ain nishmasa mishtameris. The Gemara is making here a correlation between Torah and neshama, and therefore whatever happens to one will happen to the other. If the Torah is kept, the neshama will be kept. If Chas V'Shalom, the opposite, will be the opposite. Now that the Torah was given in 40 days, I understand. Every day, Moshe Rabbeinu learned 2.5% of the Torah. At the end of 40 days, it's 100%. What's the parallel in the Neshama? What every day 2.5% of the Neshama came in? I can tell you, B'yidia Gmura, no, that's not what happens. It's going to come up soon, in not this expression, next expression, the very famous Maharal, that we get, the Torah says 40 Malkus, but the Maharal we give only 39. 39 lashes. So why did the Torah say 39? That's the Maharal's kasha. If it means 39, say 39. Answers the Maharal in the Gurari and in the Bar Gaila, something Maradik. Maradik. And he says the following. You know how come it says 40? Aliba de emes, there should have been 40 Malkus. You know why? Because that's the Yetzirah Sevlad, is 40 days. And what is it exactly? 39 days is the Yetzirah of the Guf. On that last day, the 40th day, comes in the Neshama. This package made a chet, and this package has to be rectified. You know, sometimes they call the cars back in. How's it called? A recall? So to speak, the Malkus is a recall and rectify what went wrong. What went wrong? The Yetzirah of these 40 days. It should have been 40 Malkus. But when you divide one lash after another, what does the Avera? Only the Guf. The Neshama was schlepped by the Guf and did the Avera together. It's a Charusa. But when you're isolating on the 40th day and you're facing only the Neshama, the Neshama didn't do an Avera on its own. It was schlepped by the Guf. So in principle, there should have been 40 Malkus because it's connected 40 days of Yetzirah Sevlad. But practically speaking, when you do one lash after another, the 40th lash will be facing what? The Neshama. The Neshama does no Averas. So that's a come. We don't execute that last Malkus. That's what Ra'al says. Gevaldik. There should have been 40. Lemaisa, there's 39. That's how it works out, that the Torah said 40, but Lemaisa, we give only 39. Okay? Understood? So what does the Ra'al say? When does the Neshama enter the Guf?
40th day.
On the 40th day. So what does the Gemara mean that the Neshama takes 40 days till it's given? It takes one day. The 40th day. And the Gemara is comparing it to Moshe Rabbeinu learning Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu learning Torah, I understand. Every day he learned a little bit. What are you going to say about the Neshama? Every day came a little bit of a Neshama? A piece of the Neshama? And then, we know, the Maharal explaining, that it came only on the 40th day only. So then how come it says Neshama nitna b'arboim, 40 days? It wasn't. It was given on one day. The last day. So that's a kasha on what the Gemara says. So Boisai, you know who's the achron, a goyin oilam, that kochts a chalat with Torah Samaral? Which achron do you know?
Sure.
Nah, I can't. From a goyin oilam that said he got his derech halimut from Sefer Amaral. And he quotes Maharals constantly. And the Maharals oimek, with this one's kishrin, is the best shidduch in the world. Who am I referring to? Who? Who am I referring to? Mamish Kochzach, and asked questions and answered the Yosef Engel, the one who wrote the Esfand Doraisa, the Beisa Oitzar, Goin Oilam. He died about 101 years ago, 102 years ago. Kola Terakula. And he says that he got his Derech HaLimut from the Maharal. And whenever he's mechavet the Maharal, he says, "Toyda lekel shekivanti ledaito agdoila." He said, "I've said it a few times." He asks a bumper kasha on this Maharal. Mamish, when you see it, you think it's checkmate. Checkmate. The neshama comes in only on the 40th day. It's a habamina of the Gemara. It's not a maskana. And he quotes the Gemara. I'll read it to you. Oh, the Gemara said, I didn't have Tzadik Alpha with base. Omar lo Antinonus the Rebbe. You know, they had conversations, those two. Antinonus asked Rebbe, Neshama mei matai nitna ba'adam? When does the Neshama enter the fetus? Mishat Pkida? Shas Pkida means in the beginning? Or Mishas Yitzira? Yitzira is on the 40th day. Amalos, the Rebbe answered, Mishas Yitzira, on the 40th day. That's what the Gemara says. But the Gemara goes on. Amalo Antinonus asked him, if the neshama enters only on the 40th day, what keeps the zera that it should be that should be preserved after 40 days? Ella mishas pida. You gotta say the neshama enters at the first day, because otherwise, what's going to preserve it for the next 40 days? Omar Rebbe. So Rebbe concluded, dova ze limdani antinonus. This antinonus taught me. Umikra Messiah, the pasuk helps him. Shenema upkudatcha shamra ruchi. So it's a Gemara that Rebbe had a havamina that the neshama enters the fetus on the 40th day. Antinonus asked on him a bomba kasha. So what's going to preserve this package for the 40 days if the neshama enters only in the 40th one? And Rebbe says, you're right. You're right. And he said, the dova zelim dani antinonus. This I learned from Antinonus, and he brought a pasuk from Eov. So asks Rabbi Yosef Enkel, how could the Maral say only the Havamina of Rebbe? He asks it in the Beis Ha'Etzer, and he remains with the Kasha. He says, I don't understand what the Maral is saying. The Maral is saying that the Neshama enters on the 40th day. The Gemara says that's what Rebbe initially said. But afterwards, Antinonus asked on him, and Rebbe said to Antinonus, you're right, I'm a Kabbal. Now, it's not shaykh that the Maral didn't say a Gemara. That cannot happen. It's not shaykh. But that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel asks. In the Beis Ha'Oitzer, in Mariches Aleph, Dav Klal Yud, he asks this kasha. The Maral is contradicting him in Farish Gemara. Seems checkmate. No Ramotchem. What do you say? Checkmate. And Rabbi Yosef Engel remains with the kasha. Before I tell you an answer, you know what Rashi says on the words limdani antinonus? Rebbe said the words dovoze limdani antinonus. On the two words limdani antinonus, you know what Rashi says? Midvorov lamadati. What's Rashi adding? Limdani antinonus, midvorov lamadati. Yeah, that's what the word means. What would you think of that, Rashi? It's two words of Rashi. Limdani antinonus, midvorov lamadati. I learned from his words. Of course you learned from his words. Ma yachos of that is Rashi. Ha-ha. Ha-ha. You want to hear something Gishmak? Okay. Torah is Gishmak, guys. If we learn Torah, it's not Gishmak, we just know it's our problem. This commodity, Torah, is called Gishmak. It's super Gishmak. Im dovo reku b'chem, the way the Shalom says. Okay. Rabbi Yisai, the Chidushi Agodas of the Maral, the Rabbi Yosef Engel did not have them. Rabbi Yosef Engel was Nifter in 1919. And you know who discovered the Chidushi Agodas of the Maral, the four volumes today in the Sifri Maral? Rav Carmel, here in England, in Oxford. It was discovered here in the 50s. Amar the Kazakh. They discovered 75% of it. There's still 25% missing. Maybe I'm sure it's there somewhere. Maseches Brachas we don't have, even though the Maral always says, look at what I said in Brachas. They discovered the Chidushi HaGodes of the Maral in the 50s. The Talmidim of Rav Dessler, Rav Carmel, and then the Hennig, they discovered it. They for sure are going to get Eilam Haba just for that, guaranteed. If Rabbi Yosef Engel would have seen the Maral and the Chidushi HaGodes in Sanhedrin, he would have asked his kasha, but he didn't see it. At this stage, it seems the kasha is a Moritik kasha. But the Maral himself in the Chidushi HaGodes over there in Sanhedrin and in the Chidushi HaGodes in Nida makes a reference to this point. And I'll read to you what the Maral says. Ella Mishas Pkida. Yeah. Wait, 30 minutes. I'm 30 minutes. I just want to make that. Okay. Ella Mishas Pkida. Afal Gav Shi'i Evshari Shi'i Betipa Neshama. Says, well, it's impossible that the Neshama is on day one. There's no receptacle. What's going to contain it? Elokai Neshama Shenasata B. What's the B on day one? There's nothing there. It's only a tipa. She'enka nakli shetzorch el neshama. There's no receptacle. So what do you think the maskana of the Gemara is that the neshama is on day one? How could it be on day one? What's the container? Every ruchni needs a kli. Where's the kli? Impossible. That's not what the Gemara means, says the Maral. Mikoma kol masha atipa bekoach al haneshama, nikra zeh shehaneshama nesuna ba'odam, v'hu shomer she'eino maslachas. Af ki ein haneshama bezera, rak yesh kan zera she'ikam al haneshama. Says the Maral, a murder gizoid, and this Rabbi Yosef Engel Pasha didn't have an opportunity to see. He's saying, and you said, Rabbi said, that the Hasidim speak a lot about it. Going towards something, to a certain degree, you're more attached to the goal than when you already have it. I'll give you an example. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi says, when I die, you know, one day I'm going to die, I want to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu the following request. I would like to die when I'm in a derech going to do a mitzvah. Yeh chelki im ha-meisim b'derech mitzvah. The Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Kufi Tches Amud Beis. Asks the Maral, if you're already asking when Malach HaMavet should come, ask more. I should die when I'm doing a mitzvah. Why only when I'm a derech to mitzvah? On the way to a mitzvah? When I'm already engaged in the mitzvah. Says the Maral, this you say, when you're on the way to something, you're in much more of a shvung and connected than when you already have it. Somebody say, the Arba meaning, for example. You know how we treat the Arba meaning between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? We go with a magnifying glass and a lulav. One day is a lulav day, one day is the Esrog day. That's how we do it in Eretz Yisrael. One day is the Arava day, one day is the Hadas day. And then comes Sukkot, you shake it after 2 minutes, you're just hanging up. The whole excitement is not there anymore. Kacha zeh. When you're building up to it, you're attached to it. When you already have it, right? My wife sometimes tells me, you should run after me the way you ran after me before I became your kala. You remember how you're running after me? So now that we're married for 40 years, so what? Right? That kind of gush up. Those who fought, let's say, for the state of Israel were a lot more Zionists than those who were born into it already. Says the Maral, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did? Since the Zera is going towards receiving the Neshama, the koyach of the Neshama preserves it already now. But the Neshama is given on the 40th day. He's not changing his mind. Just its positive impact is already from day one. Kach omer HaMaral. You tell me now, what did Rashi mean when he says, Midvorov lamadati? Limdani antinonus, Midvorov lamadati. What did Rashi come to say?
Questions building up.
I'm not saying exactly like him. I'm learning from him the principle, but I'm not saying exactly like him. He, Antinonus, said that the Neshama comes on day one, mamish. Impossible. I understand from him that there has to be a repercussion, a positive repercussion from the Neshama from day one. I'm not saying exactly what he's saying. Midvorav lamadati. This is the hair I'm getting from him. But I'm not saying, paste and copy what he said. That's Me'achuz, what we say. According to the Maral, that's exactly what's happening here. Rebbe did not totally retract what he said initially. He's still holding on to that Neshama's on the 40th day. But it has its positive ashpa from day one, because day one you're going towards the Neshama. That's what the Maral's saying. Besteder. What do you say? And those 40 days of the Yetzirah and Neshama starts, the Gemara is comparing it to what happened from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur. Ooh. Just like in the Yetzirah of Lot, 39 days of Yetzirah Haguf, and the 40th day, the last day, is what? Pumping in a Neshama, which is Holy of Holies. Look at the parallel. Rosh Chodesh Elul, you have 39 days, and then comes that 40th day, which is only Neshama, which is Yom Kippur. You see the parallel, Berzah? And you know what? There's a minhag in every Yom Kippur to give 39 Malkus, right? In the Shulchan Aruch? Look, according to what we're learning today, how much sense it makes. Those are the 39 days of Yetzirah of the Guf. The Guf deserves its Malkus. But the 40th days of the Neshama, what's in time, what's called Neshama? Yom Kippur. That's the most Neshama day that you have. No eating, no drinking, no nothing. Just the Neshama. But here comes the good news. I got good news for the Jews. News and Jews rhymes. Just like Yom Kippur has its, just like the Neshama has its positive effect from day one, retroactively, and it preserves everything that should live for the 40 days, so too, Yom Kippur has its positive hashpah from day one. Rosh Chodesh Elul. These days is Yom Kippur, Dick. The 40 days till Yom Kippur is a shtickel Yom Kippur, Dick. Whatever is the power of Yom Kippur on that 40th day has its me'ein on the 39 days building up to Yom Kippur. Because we're making a full comparison between the Neshama and the Guf, and the Neshama and Torah. So meaning now the Gemara makes sense also, that the Neshama was given in 40 days, it was given on that last day, but it has its Hashpah from day one, and it's 40 days Hashpah. What happens on Yom Kippur? That there's no Satan. It's a day which is not a Pia Dechateva. So the Pasuk that's Meram is on Elul, also is speaking about it's beyond Teva. Kasher en yativa masegas. But boys, I just understand, these 40 days that we have from Elul to Yom Kippur are holy special days. They're a miniature of Yom Kippur. And just like Yom Kippur is this unbelievable gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, Rabbi Saul Salanti used to say, if you would have a Yom Kippur once in 70 years, it would have been a matana. Well, Hashem, we have it now every year. Whatever Yom Kippur has, it starts retroactively from Rosh Chodesh Elul, just like the Neshama on the 40th day has that koch to preserve the tipa and whatever it is for the 40 days. So it's a moiratik that you start here. Now you tell me, guys, how come sometimes the simon of Elul is according to the Seder and sometimes it's backwards? Lule. I'm not leaving till you tell me. So it could be another 2-3 hours. You got to tell me. What do you say, Abdovin? It's because it's reversed.
When you get to the 40th, you look backwards.
It goes backwards and forwards. That's how it works, Elul. You built up Yom Kippur, but then the Koyach of Yom Kippur worked retroactively. So it could be Lule, and it could be Umar Hashem es Levavcha, v'Slevav Zarecha, Ani Ledoidi, v'Doidi Li. The Simonim of Elul go this way and go that way, because that's really how Elul works. So we asked, there was a Ritzui on the 40th day, so what's the Ritzui on Rosh Chodesh Elul different? The Ritzui of Elul is a kickoff from what happened Yom Kippur. It is what happened then. The Ritzui of Yom Kippur works l'mafra from Rosh Chodesh Elul. And what does that mean l'maisa? That these 40 days we have unbelievable siyata dishmaya. To take upon yourself resolutions, to take upon yourself a shtagging, and you'll have the siyata dishmaya that we all have in Yom Kippur, where there's no satan. And therefore, the sky's the limit. That's what Elul is. So Rabbi say, chaparai! And here I want to finish that my father will show me to tell me. A Maisa Shehoya. The once the Rabbi Kiva Eger got stuck in a little village Erev Shabbos. And he saw that it's not B'chdei Shiyas that they'll get home, so he decided to stay in that village for Shabbos. No one knew it was him. They heard of Rabbi Kiva Eger, but they didn't know that he's Rabbi Kiva Eger. And he asked the people, who's someone I could trust as kashrus and so on? They said, there's a Choshevit Yidir. And the Choshevit wasn't not Talmud Chacham. Right? But he was a Yiras Shemaim and Medaknik Ba'alocha, and he had the Rav Kiveger over for the whole Shabbos without knowing that he's the Rav Kiveger. Once the Shabbos, Rav Kiveger gave a bracha, and then he went on. After he left, the rumor got out. You know who he was? You know what that distinguished rabbi was? He was the Rav Kiveger. Really? What do you think the host feels? They had him. What does he feel when he found out it was a Rebbe Kiveger?
If only I'd know.
What?
If only I'd know.
Disappointed. Yeah. Wait, the Rebbe Kiveger ate my wife's kugel? The Rebbe Kiveger slept on my linen? I wish I would have known it, B'shas Maisha. Now, he was not a Talmud Chacham. He probably wouldn't have acted any differently even if he would have known it. And he treated him anyway very nicely. So what is he so disappointed about? If he would have had 25 million kashas to ask, I understand. He didn't. And yet he feels so disappointed. You know what he would have felt? Exalted. He would have felt for 25 hours. And now he found out, I missed it. These days, we say it's not the Rabbi Kiveger with us, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. And Chabad, the person should conclude his life, but when he reaches there, he'll say, Oh, if someone would have told me that these days the Kodesh Baruch was hanging around, I wish I would have known. Well, I'm telling you, Rabbi Yisrael, you know. You know. These are the days. Chaparayim, and we shall all be zeichah be'ezra Hashem to a ksiva, the chasima toiva, and a good gebem shtiyosh.